If we redact the name of the lender, is it possible for the NFC to get a copy of the loan documents?
My answer is no, Nancy.
Since the name has been out there, it might have been possible if the name hadn't been leaked. We can check with them and see what their preference is. The point is we don't want to get in their bad grace. We want to stay in their good graces.
I understand that. I would think that at least the fundamentals of the loan could be put out there in this committee. It's very difficult for the committee to do any work, without knowing what's required. Certainly budgetary work. I understand that we're being given, interest figures. That's helpful. But it would be nice if we could get a little bit more than that.
Yeah. I will send the summaries out.
Would certainly be better than the complete absence of anything.
And I think I had removed some things from there that the summaries had neglected to remove. So I'll send those to the committee.
Thank you.
Can I just ask Nancy a quick question? Before Nancy, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
go ahead.
Nancy, what was circulated fairly recently was the original loan document, which was, some details about the loan
summary.
The term sheet. Loan was a $3.7 million loan, it was reduced to $3.265, I believe, million. So I don't know if you have the term sheet for that when the loan was adjusted.
Okay.
Because the other one is not true information.
So. Yeah. I'll send the updated term sheet and the summaries.
Great.
That'd be great.
And,
thank you.
And Chris, if you want to, I can talk to you or email you back and forth and explain some things, and maybe we can straighten
sure,
it
yeah.
out.
Sure, yeah. And Grace, I intended on replying to your response, and I've just been busy in preparing for this meeting. I planned on doing it after this meeting was over. So
okay.
we can start that up again after this.
And Bill, for the stack.
We got 5 minutes left here. I wanted Grace to have another word, but Bill, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I just have a request because I was on the board then. I read all of the loan documents. There are several documents, and I just don't remember seeing anything in writing that said we couldn't disclose the details of the loan. And so now maybe Nancy got something else that we didn't see in writing, but I just think we should just ask the lender specifically, what can we release? Because they might say it's okay to release all of it. And maybe just black out their name or something, possibly. Although, as you've noted, that's already out there. But I just suggest that we ask them explicitly, because I don't know if it's been done, at least recently.
Okay, we can do that. But both Nancy and I recall very specifically that it was not to be released. I remember that. So, and maybe you were not part of those loan negotiations or not part of
no,
those
I wasn't.
Conversations. I was, and I believe Nancy was as well. So at some point, not both at the same time, but I'm pretty certain of it. But we can find out. We can certainly find out.
Our poll for staff?
Okay. Before we go any further, and Nancy and Grace, have you guys agreed that we can at least see the summaries? Is that okay?
Absolutely, fine.
Okay, great.
They had agreed with the lawyer that would be fine.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what they gave, and that was to be it.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to make sure that we can at least get that. Okay, who was next? I'm sorry, lost my train of thought.
Our Paul is.
Thank you, Oracle. Go ahead. Go ahead, Arpal. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody here is on the NFC mailing list. I would suggest everybody here look who is engaging in some parts of this particular discussion looked at an email from me to this mailing list on July 10th. And I'm just going to leave it at that. The other part of it is, yes, we need to ask them. If necessary, let's make a motion that the NFC requests that either the IED or the PNB or somebody official ask the lender if the NFC can be allowed to see things. So if nobody comes up with that's definitely going to be done by some individual that's named, I will make a motion to that effect before we end the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, Arpal. We have 5 minutes left on this subject. Grace, did you want to close it out?
Well, I just wanted to respond to some of the things that Sharon Adams suggested.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate the suggestions, and I wish that some of them were doable or feasible. First of all, in talking to John Krigler in 2009 about the possibility of having one of the East Coast stations be a repeater station, his answer was that the FCC would probably not do it. They would do it with a repeater station being a repeater station for a station close by. We jeopardize our FCC licenses if we reduce our staff to less than a certain threshold. The threshold is about 5 to 6. And those two stations, WPAI and WPFW, are not much higher in terms of staffing for those required levels from the FCC. So it would not be possible, according to that information, which could be checked and verified. I may be wrong. I may be misremembering. But if what I remember John said was correct, that the FCC will not allow a West Coast station to stream into and have for an East Coast station to be a repeater for a West Coast station. The next thing is, even if the station was on a repeater, there is still very high overhead, $17,000 a month for the tower rental for WBAI, $5,000 a month for WPFW. We have to have an engineer, and we have to have 5 staff. Now, if you do a repeater, that means that you're cutting out your revenue flows and streams, and which is about $1 million per year with all the administration involved. So, and the other last thing is that these station signal areas are extremely different, and the demographics are different, and the shows that play well and are supported financially at KPFA or KPFK may not do well at the other stations. A case in point is WBAI has been airing a significant number of shows from the West Coast stations. They've been performing okay. They're not as heavily supported, as well supported, as they are at the West Coast stations. That's the first thing. The second thing is, even at KPFK, KPFA, for instance, has the most progressive population in the country, particularly the San Francisco Bay Area. The other signal areas don't have audiences or potential audiences that are as strongly progressive, and I can send you some information about that. The stations, KPFK, has not done well in the last few years, particularly with political premiums. Most of our premiums and income is coming in from health and self-help. And so that's a completely different demographic and audience here at KPFK. It's similar at WBAI in New York. And so these things have to be analyzed. But when you look at all the different factors involved, it's not just so easy to have that type of a solution. You know, I thank you for being concerned and putting forward a solution, but when we look at implementing it, I don't think it's really feasible. There may be other solutions, but that one I don't think would work.
Okay, I would like 1 minute to respond. I would just like to say that, you know, it's astounding how we go from revenue to programming, but okay, let's talk programming. Jimmy Dore Show out of KPFK
his YouTube channel has over 500,000 subscribers and has grown 100,000 in like the last 6 months. I went to Tempe, Arizona, Trump country. He packed this place, okay? There is an audience, and I mean, when you talk about programming, if there's, you know, 7,000 paying members in New York City, I don't think that's saying too much about the quality of programming that's currently being broadcast there. So to say that maybe they wouldn't respond to our programming, I don't even know how you can really compare that. And it's amazing to me that you just dismiss this, but, you know, you're all about refinancing, which is completely unrealistic, in my opinion. Okay. And, you know, and then on all these watch lists and other lists, there's talk about signal swaps and selling stations and all these things. And reality is going to come. And that is why I'm talking about expenses. And that's where I would like to focus our discussion.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon. We're actually out of time for this item. We've been out of time for a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that everybody had their voice heard and that we got as much information out as we could. Because our poll suggested that we'd be interested in entertaining a motion, I would like to move that we extend the end time or the meeting time for another 15 minutes. Will anybody object
so
to that?
Moved.
Yeah?
Mr. Chair, is this to extend the meeting time or the time for this agenda item?
No, the time for I was gonna suggest that we extend both candidly, which would leave us another 5 minutes for this item and another 15 for the meeting.
So it's to extend both this item and the adjournment time by 15 minutes.
Correct.
I second.
Does anybody object to that? Okay. Right. So, do we have any more for the stack on this particular item?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, Sharon has some good points. We need to talk about expenses. You know, if we're having trouble raising the revenue, and I hope we can, but we're not doing it yet, and we've been talking about it for years. We've got to figure out how to decrease revenues. I know KPFK is really struggling right now. If they hadn't got a substantial bequest recently, they would be probably laying off people right now because there just isn't enough money coming in to support their expenses. There was an earlier question about essential services and how it's allocated. And just for those of you new, WBI's been paying half the rate of the other stations for a long time, in recognition of the fact they had that awful tower lease. And the new tower lease that they got last year with Four Times Square costs about one-fifth now what the other one, their Empire State Building, would have, but it's still more than any other station. And Grace is right, WBI and WPFW have fixed expenses like that and also leasing of their office space. And we do need to figure out how to help those stations. But in the meantime, we've got to pay our bills and deal with this loan. And I think we have to figure out how to cut expenses if we can't get the revenue up. I'm not suggesting specifically how, but, you know, we got to be looking at that at any and all stations wherever you can. I know WBI did have a couple of years ago, about another 8 or 10 people, contract people, 1099 people, in addition to whoever the people are on payroll. I think they're all part-time, so I don't know how many there are now. KPFT has only 3 full-time employees right now. We have some part-time people, too. And, you know, you can stay on the air with a small staff. It's not ideal, but we need to be looking creatively at things. And if there are people on the payroll at any station that are not essential for station operations or helping to, you know, bring in revenue and listeners, then we need to be looking at why they're there. You know, maybe they just need to be doing a different job, but if they're not, you know, doing something that we can afford, then we need to be looking at what they're costing us also. Sorry I have to say that, but got to be realistic.
Okay, thanks, Bill. We got 3 minutes left. Anybody else?
I'd like to add, this is James, I'd like to add a piece of information. WBAI is playing the Jimmy Dore show. We are using that.
Nice.
Good.
Barball for a very fast stack.
Go ahead, Barball.
Well, I was going to say that too, but I will also note that for the past several months, he's been playing. I do an alternating week program. He's been playing in the other week. They've just now moved him to someplace else, so he's going to go weekly on BAI. I do not see a gigantic leap in revenue from that source at this time, at least in the past couple of songs that we've done. There's something.
We're getting a lot of background noise on somebody's phone there. If you could mute, that would be helpful. Okay, so we only got 2 minutes left here. Is there anybody else?
Bill.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, the other thing we need to be looking at is, even though we've had trouble, I think we really do need to be figuring out how to increase revenue. And we talked a little bit about that in the strategic planning committee, but in terms of the financial recovery plan, but we haven't been doing a very good job of promotion, probably at any of our stations. We have, if you take the average person on the street, they probably have no idea what's on the air of our stations. And even in Berkeley, most people probably don't. And so, and because we have different shows on at different times, we have no format like other stations. That makes it more challenging. But I think we need to figure out how to do that and do it, at minimal cost. Use social media. Use partner with organizations that have similar or at least compatible missions and get them to help us. We can promote their stuff with PSAs, what they're doing, their activities, and ask them to promote us and shows that relate to what they're doing, for example. And we need to be looking at creative ways of essentially marketing and telling people about specific programs, not just that the whole station exists. And I think we have to increase listenership, and that will in turn bring in more revenue. But we need to get going on it. We've just been talking about it for years, and we haven't done too much to make it happen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
This is Grace. Can I?
Yeah, if you make it quick, Grace, we're actually out of time again.
I have a creative idea to raise a lot of revenue. Do a lot of promotion for next to nothing.
Okay.
So if you'd like to hear it.
Sure. If you can make it quick, go ahead.
We have considerable celebrity support. If we interview celebrities, hopefully long-form interviews, but they don't have to be long-form, evergreen interviews, we get the celebrities to promote the interview on their social media, which is the absolute best targeted audience. And the celebrities have massive social media followers. Then have them promote the interview before the interview and then link to it in the archive after the interview. And the other thing is we passed a motion. The National Board passed a motion to do a network-wide voter education, voter empowerment, and voter registration drive. We can go to voter education and registration organizations like Rock the Vote, like the Hip Hop Caucus, League of Women Voters, et cetera, et cetera. They have celebrity spokespeople, and also have them advertise the shows on our air before it's aired and after it's aired. That's a powerful way to get a huge amount of public relations and visibility out there for zero cost. And I think it would work. And having celebrities, people love celebrities, no matter what we think about it, they love it. It will improve listenership and improve the visibility of our stations and our network. And those shows can be aired over and over.
Okay, Grace. Thank you. All right. So I just wanted to take a few minutes out here to have each station just let us know if the budget priorities portion of the budget. Oh, this is item six, by the way, the 2020 budget timeline. If each station, if any stations have brought this to their local station board yet, I don't. I know that KPFA hasn't because we haven't had an LSB meeting yet. We have one coming up. Has KPFK had the opportunity to come up with to have any discussion regarding budget priorities?
Fred here. Chris, I talked to our GM today, Aniel, and he's going to have the August Finance Committee meeting go over the budget priorities for the station. So
okay.
So that's proceeding.
Okay. I'm making notes here for myself. Okay. What about KPFT?
We have not had a meeting. Our last LSB was canceled, and we have a meeting tomorrow night, which for the Finance Committee, for which we will present that schedule.
Okay.
And I would like to thank Grace for trying to help us out with getting some information from our staff. Thank you.
Thanks. Tomorrow. Okay, WPFW?
Yeah, so Chris, we have had tentatively set a budget meeting for the end of this month, but are postponing it till August because, well, we are very focused on raising money right now ahead of our August mini drive and other cash flow constraints that we have. But we discussed the budget in Finance Committee and plan on having a meeting in early August. To go over the setting up the 2020 budget.
Okay. And last but not least, BAI.
Yes. After the last NFC meeting, I brought this up to the WBAI LSB. It's also in writing. I have sent them the timeline and, you know, noted that we got to get some stuff going by August. We've also had a local finance committee meeting, and at that meeting I spoke to the general manager and urged him to, one, produce the draft FY19 budget of some sort that he said he would do. He said he would do a revised one. I strongly urged him to finally do that and also told him he needs to start getting to work on the FY20 budget, and I gave him the timeline, and so there's that.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes out to give you a quick update on the financials.
Question.
Go ahead.
Did KPFA get in on this? Because I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I mentioned right off the bat that that we haven't had an LSB meeting yet. It,
okay,
and that happened.
But you know, I think what I'm going to do is I'll just send out an email because we don't have another. Well, we are having a retreat, but I can't discuss anything consequential at the retreat. But I'll send out an email just to have people start thinking about the budget priorities.
Thanks, Sharon. So I talked to Tamara briefly. She's just embroiled in a ton of work right now. She said that she doesn't really have any further updates for us at this time. I tried to push her to commit to having some more financial details available to us by the next meeting, which is on August 13th. I couldn't get her to commit to that. She said late August, so I'm guessing sometime between the first and second meeting in August, we'll have something for April, I believe, is what she said. That is about where that stands. All the other discussions revolved around the sort of arcane details of the central service calculation, which I was trying desperately to understand before we got on the phone for this meeting tonight. So, R. Paul, did you want to entertain a motion?
Yes. Let me. Wrong software. And yes, we're a new business now. Okay.
We're a new business.
So I would move. The NFC strongly requests the interim executive director to ask the lender if the NFC could be sent the details of the loan.
Okay, that's simple enough. Do we want to take any discussion on this? I'm sure that Grace will want to have something to say, right?
I have a Chris, a Nick for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Nick.
I support the proposal, but I would just make one amendment, which is that the loan documents be provided, not just the details, but the actual loan documents.
Okay. R. Paul, would you accept that as a friendly amendment?
Give me a second. I got to write it down.
Okay.
Okay, what I have is substitute documents for the details. Which make it read, the NFC strongly requests that the interim executive director ask the lender if the NFC could be sent the documents of the loan. And it's not just up to me, it's up to everybody. The motion is the property of the floor, so I would be okay with that. We should ask if everybody else is, and then this will pass without objection.
James for the stack.
Grace for the stack.
Okay, I would suggest loan documents rather than documents of the loan, but it's just a matter of English. Go ahead, James.
You want to give the lender the option, you know, we had discussed not all the documents, but some of the documents, I think the summaries. Would that be appropriate to have a choice in case they turn us down for all loan documents, we could have a backup for some?
I think we've already got an agreement on from this meeting tonight that we'll be getting the summary. So this would just be the details, I think, is what we're talking about now.
Thank you.
Grace?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I'd like to know what you would use the information. Why do you want the information specifically?
Chris, is that for me directly?
Yeah, or whoever else. Okay. What is the value of having that information?
Either R. Paul or you could answer that, I suppose.
If it's okay with you, R. Paul, I'll start. If we don't have the note, the security agreement, the mortgages, the appraisals, and all that information, we don't know what the collateral pledge is, what the events of default are, what the actual terms of the loan are. We don't have any detail. We only have, and a term sheet is not a loan document. It is just what they say, but the loan documents spell out all the requirements, and without that, we really don't know what we have.
R. Paul,
go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Basically, the NFC needs to make budgets, et cetera, and we need to have a good idea of what's going on. It is entirely possible in our current state of having a little knowledge that we could end up coming up with some great solutions or somewhat decent solutions, and then discover, oh, you can't do that for some reason we don't know about. And that would be bad because we'd waste a lot of time, both in terms of meetings and in terms of getting budgets done ever. And that would, you know, we need to get budgets done at some point to look decent. You know, lenders and everybody else wants to make sure that you're not being profligate with your money, and the way you do that is to have budgets and stick to them. And we can't do those. For FY19, we can't produce a single FY19 budget that makes any sense, because we were thinking about what do we do to, you know, get ready to start paying what until recently was an unknown interest rate. And, you know, it would be very good if we could get this. I mean, if there's some reason, real reason, not to have the National Finance Committee know these details, I'd like to hear what that is. And the basic bottom line is this committee is set up to be able to grind away for hours at a time on the boring financial details, whereas there's nothing else in Pacifica, including maybe especially the PNB, that is capable of doing exactly that. So I think we need to know what we're talking about so we don't, you know, go driving down a dead-end street. That's it.
Grace, I could tell that you wanted to comment. Go ahead.
No, Grace? I got the point. I still don't.
Okay.
I don't really. I understand, but most of the planning would be can use the information from the term sheet for your planning. The rest of the loan document. Anyway, we'll see. Nancy and I will see. We'll see what can be revealed, what can't. I mean, we don't want to have the lender say, no, we don't want you to, and we're going to, you're in default for not keeping this privileged, for instance. Or maybe if it's the loan document itself is leaked entirely, we have the possibility, if we make our payments on time and pay down some of the principal, that we can, the lender would extend the terms of this loan, which would be for another couple of years, which I think would be favorable to us. And to challenge the desire of the lender for a certain amount of confidentiality, I don't see that the downside of X-ing out the possibility of extending the loan, possibly at a better interest rate, would that plus is mitigated by whatever advantage you see in jeopardizing that. I think there would be not as much advantage in jeopardizing that to do some NFC planning, as opposed to keeping to the agreements we have with the lender, which is for pretty strict confidentiality. And if we are adhere to the desires of the lender, we have a better chance of possibly extending the term of the loan, which I think would be very beneficial to the foundation, especially if we're able to negotiate a lowered interest rate. So I don't, I understand what you're saying, and I understand, but I don't know if the upside is worth the risk.
Okay, thank you,
Nick, for this talk.
We're 4 minutes away from meeting time. Are we going to be able to cover the ground necessary in 4 minutes, do you think, or should we move to extend another five?
I would say let's go with what we've got. I mean,
yes. You
know, if we run out of time, what we're required to do is then deal with the business on the floor, which means we then go to a vote on the amendment and then on the main motion.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I support our Paul's motion with the amendment, and just as an example, the loan documents, I won't give the specifics here, but they restrict us taking on additional debt, and they restrict even capital expenditures over a certain amount, and I think it would be helpful for the committee to understand those kinds of things. Those are just two examples.
Okay.
Thanks.
There was another person who was on the staff. Who was that?
It was Nick again.
Okay, go ahead, Nick.
I've been in commercial banking for about 30 years and deal with loans like this every day. And I've never run into a case where a lender would have a clause in a loan that states that the details of the loans cannot be provided. The loan agreement, everything that we've asked for, that we're talking about, would have to be provided to the auditors. Any loan agreement wouldn't state that you can't disclose the terms of the loan to a third party that I have any experience with. And I just think that even the question, if they're just asked, look, we want to be able to disclose the terms of the loan to our finance committee and the board to be able to plan accurately, and they for some reason say no, I can't imagine a case in 30 years where that would jeopardize refinancing the loan, continuing the loan, et cetera. I find the objection to be one that I have no experience in over 30 years in this business.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Arpal, would you mind restating the motion as amended?
Well, we haven't amended it yet. Let me state the original, and then I'll read what the amendment is. The original is, the NFC strongly requests that the interim executive director ask the lender if the NFC could be sent the details of the loan. The amendment is to substitute documents for details of the loan so that it would read, so that the NFC could be sent the documents, the loan documents. I think that's what it says. In other words, it would read, if we pass the amendment, it would read, the NFC strongly requests that the interim executive director ask the lender if the NFC could be sent the loan documents. Chris, you there? Anybody there? Wait.
Can't hear you, Chris.
Chris, if you're on mute, can't hear you. Or perhaps his phone dropped out.
Fred here. It looks like he's dropped off the call.
Oh, well, why don't we wait a couple seconds? He'll probably call right back in. If not, the secretary will...
Sorry, I got bumped off. I got bumped off.
You're back. Okay, good.
So are there any objections to the amendment? Okay, hearing none, are there any objections to the main motion?
As amended.
As amended. Hearing none, this motion passes. So I will bring this up at the next meeting. We are actually out of time. Our next meeting is August 13th. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
All right. Are there any objections? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and thank you, Grace and Nancy, for your participation.
Good night, everybody.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.